Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Fresh graduate or someone who just recently graduated and has no idea on how to start adulting? Or maybe you could be that someone who's having a hard time managing finances and you feel like you're all alone in this adulting journey. Well, worry no more. Hi, this is Janine and welcome to Adulting Millennials PH, a podcast where we talk about lifestyle and adulting how-tos here in the Philippines.
Hello everyone, welcome to Adulting Millennials PH, the podcast. And once again, this is your host, Janine. Now, you might be wondering, it's been a while since she last uploaded, what happened to her? Well, to be honest, again, I've been very busy and I think magtutuloy-tuloy siya until end of the year or maybe until next year. Hopefully, not naman. Hopefully, by then, nakapa ko na yung schedule ko, like how to manage my time kasi right now maraming ganap. Anyway, so, but to be honest, even though I'm busy, I'm actually grateful because the things that I'm working on, kung bakit busy ako, actually aligns with what I wanted for my future self. So, whenever I am busy, I also think of ways, not naman think of ways, but I also get to analyze, ano ba, ito pong pinagkakabisihan ko, worth it ba to? Like, may ambag ba to sa gusto kong maging or gusto kong mangyari in the future? Or may ambag ba to sa future self ko? Or does it really matter? Ayun lang, because time is very important. It's essential. It's the one that keeps on moving forward and not backward. So, hindi mo na talaga siya mababalik. Unlike yung money. So, for me, time is very important. So, whenever I'm busy, I try to pause and ask myself if what I'm doing right now would really benefit me in the future. Anyway, so, ang haba ng intro for today's podcast episode, we're going to talk about, actually not talk about it, we're also going to ask questions to ourselves na would make us wonder if what we're doing right now in our lives really matter, ano, parang surrounding us, really, alam mo yun, masaya ka sa kanila, the environment, with yourself. So, I have like 5 questions that every 20-something needs to ask themselves. So, the first one is actually, do the people I'm surrounded by bring me life? So, I know that we have lots of friends, but then as you grow older, nagiging konti siya. And mayroon din tayong mga circle of friends na hindi natin na-update, like after graduation, because welcome to adulting, everyone's busy. So, we have to make sure na meron tayong schedule for each other. Unfortunately, for some, hindi na talaga carry because aside from the day job, they also have other responsibility that needs to be taken care of. Anyway, so, ayun, you just have to check if your circle of friends or the people that you're surrounded by right now makes you happy. Not just makes you happy, pero alam mo yun, kapag masakit yung ulo mo, like, just talk with them, mag-release ka lang ng stress mo para silang anvil or makita mo lang sila parang, wala na yung stress ko, I'm so happy to be with you. Parang ganun. So, ayun, maybe you should ask yourself that one. And if ever naman na the answer is obviously yes, but then you don't have time to see them and ganun din naman, they feel the same, maybe ano, you just try to schedule a dinner or parang simple hangout lang, lunch or breakfast kung tita kayo, breakfast date, ganun. Anyway, so another question that you should ask is that who inspires you the most? You have to ask yourself, who inspires me the most? Kasi I'm pretty sure that in different ano naman, aspects of our lives, there are people na would really inspire us. Or not just people, no, but also book characters, characters of books, some movies, maybe a song, K-pop, K-pop idol, pwedeng anime character or sa manga, anyone or anything. Just think of what really inspires you the most. Kasi whenever you feel down, it's actually the best way to somehow bring yourself up. This is not toxic positivity. Of course, I want you to address your problem. Anong nafe-feel mo? But at the end of the day, we're not supposed to feel down all the time. But if you do feel down all the time, then maybe it's time to ask for like professional help. But then if you could like pick yourself up, maybe it's the first step to do. Ask yourself who inspires you the most and why. And another thing, yung third question naman is, what are my favorite stories? Wala lang, kasi diba, the favorite stories usually resembles us. Like, para din siyang who inspires you the most. Maybe yung top three stories mo, or yeah, top three stories, tapos i-analyze mo, ano yung, like yung theme, not just the theme, but also like, ano yung common denominator dun sa movies na gusto mo or stories. Ayun lang, kasi your core values din, kasi minsan dun mo rin nakikita eh. Anyway, so ayun, it's maybe it's a good way then to analyze. Kasi diba, minsan kapag sa job interviews, tatanungin ka, anong core values mo? Or they will check if yung core values mo or yung values mo nag-a-align ba yun sa company values then. So maybe if you're not really sure of what your core values are, maybe it's also one of the best ways to check it. Na check your favorite movies, tapos, or stories rather, and then check the common denominator. Ano yung theme? Is it all about honesty, helping hand, integrity, yun, love for common good? And then another question that you should ask yourself, syempre, since we're already talking about adulting, no? Dito yung living independently and also living with someone else. But before you live with someone else, maybe it's time to ask yourself this question, would I want to live with me? Like, if we're going to photocopy you, would you want to live with that person? Kasi it's very important then to also know ourselves kung paano ba tayo sa point of view ng others. Although not all the time they would understand us, but what's more important is for you to understand yourself. Kasi if you don't like living with yourself, ask yourself this question, is it even fair to ask someone else to do the same kung sarili mo nga hindi mo nga matiis? Right? I think that makes sense naman, no? Anyway, for the last question that you should ask yourself, well, actually, there are lots of questions that you should ask yourself, no, when you're in your 20s. But these are just some. So the fifth question would be, do I love from my insecurities or do I love from my strengths? So you might be wondering, what's the difference between the two? So when you say loving from your insecurities, it actually demands from others. So you're loving from your strengths naman gives to them. So loving out of your insecurities does not really want to see people succeed more than yourself. On the other hand, if you love people or loving from your strength, it hears of others' success and is the first to celebrate with them. So loving from insecurities then gives like the daily demands na, what are you going to do for me? Loving from strengths naman is yung question mo for others would be like, what can I do for you? Ayun, kasi pag love from insecurities, ano mo bibigay mo sa akin? Like, give agad, diba? Ano mo maambag mo sa akin? So, yun lang. So, too many people kasi love from their insecurities and that's not love, to be honest. So yeah, that's it. Those are just some of the questions that you can ask yourself if you are 20 something.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you find this podcast episode helpful, please click the follow button and please do share this with your family and friends. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, at Adulting Millennials PH and at Janine Mariel _. And like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AdultingMillennialsPH. And if you are also interested to have a free financial planning session with me, just click the link in our bio or go to bit.ly/AdultingMillennialsPH and click Book a Discovery Call. Also, feel free to message us and let us know what you would like to hear next. Again, this is Janine of Adulting Millennials PH, the podcast, and we will see you in our next episode. Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.